This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A painting of Donald Trump at the state capitol that caught the president's ire is set to come down. Trump posted on social media this morning saying the portrait was, quote, distorted and requested it be removed. March in Colorado is our snowiest month. Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Lisa Hidalgo says we normally get about a foot of snow this time of year, and for the most part, that's happened.
It's been generous in areas, not in all spots. I would say, you know, we've had a few river basins that have not seen as much, particularly across parts of southwestern Colorado. Southeastern Colorado is just typically a warmer and a drier place.
April is also one of the snowiest months in Colorado, so there could be more to come, although Hidalgo says the spring is shaping up to be warmer than average. Groups working to repeal Denver's ban on flavored tobacco have turned in thousands of signatures to the city clerk's office. They say enough that the measure will go to voters. But health advocates say the ban protects kids and communities. Jody Radke is with the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids. She says polling shows support for the law.
Denver voters in particular are strongly supportive of this policy. They understand why this policy needs to be in place and what the impacts and outcomes are.
The clerk's office is verifying the signatures for the ballot question to go to voters this year. And the University of Denver men's hockey team will defend its national championship starting Friday. The Pioneers will play in the NCAA tournament by taking on the Providence College Friars. The teams will face off in New Hampshire Friday afternoon. This afternoon in Denver, look for mostly cloudy skies with a high around 68 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.